The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
In a week where when we looked ahead last week and thought maybe we didn't have some of the great matchups that we thought we've had through some of the weeks this year, even though you've got DeSales Waterson on the schedule and Hilliard Davidson, Dublin Kaufman, two traditional powerhouse rivalries, huge games, we do have some interesting matchups tonight. A lot of games that when you looked at them, you thought could go either way. And it's turning out that we do have quite a few good games going on here in week number eight. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. I am Ryan Baker, and of course, as always, joined by the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach here on the Scoreboard Show, Larry Wolf. And Lee, as we looked at some of these games, obviously Dublin, Jerome, and Olentangy Berlin, the big one this week, I think it's everybody's game of the week, kind of. That was a game. Could go either way. Kaufman-Davidson, you could see going either way. Waterson-DeSales, of course, we talked about. You could see either going either way. Reynoldsburg-Lancaster, a game that you look at and you're like, you know, at least me, I think Reynoldsburg's going to win this, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if Lancaster did. We've got a lot of those kind of matchups tonight.
Yeah, and I look at more of this week as a setup towards next week because we wanted to see what Berlin did against Jerome because they've got Marysville next week. You know, Bloom Carroll and Taze Valley both meet next week and to see if you overlook. And we talked to Coach Wolf about this last week, saying that, you've got 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. How do you keep them from looking ahead? It's difficult. It's got to be.
It's absolutely difficult because they know what the media is saying. They have Twitter accounts. They see their friends on Facebook. They can't get away from it. You know, back in the old days before when you only had one newspaper and, you know, you might have the nightly news, you could shelter them away from that stuff, but you can't shelter them away from it anymore. They get the same information we get, and they get the same the feeds that we get. And so they hear, well, we're really good. We're really good. We're playing a team that's not very good. Well, guess what? It's high school football, boys.
And one game I don't think we had any doubts about, and you talk about a team that's really good, Marysville. They were ranked fifth this week in the Division I state poll. Their game has just gone final. They beat Thomas Worthington tonight 49-0. So that sets up that matchup with Berlin next week, except maybe that matchup lost a little bit of its luster tonight, or is going to, because Jerome has beaten Berlin 21-10 right now.
Yeah, and that's a Jerome team that got beat 34-0. By Marysville. And again, you just can't get caught up into football math. You just can't, because it's all about matchups.
Well, we beat them. They beat them. Beat those guys. Therefore, we should beat those guys. That never happens.
And that's why you end up with three-way ties league titles.
And another one of those, you talk about that football math, you look at the Lancaster-Reynoldsburg game tonight. Well, Reynoldsburg lost to Olentangy, but Lancaster beat Olentangy, so you would think Lancaster should win. Well, that's not the case at all, and Reynoldsburg has extended a pretty big lead now on that one, and I'm kind of surprised by that, Coach. We were talking about that earlier, but it's 32-13 now. I expected that one to be a little closer.
If Lancaster had won that game, I would have said I was mildly surprised, but Lancaster would have won the game because they are so darn disciplined. But Reynoldsburg has just freak athletes. I mean, they have some dudes that can just go play football, and they get out and go, and they're throwing the ball around the yard a little bit. They can put some points up in a hurry, so that's what they're doing tonight.
Well, and it says a lot about what Buddy White's done because, they lost, their first five?
Yeah, but look who they played.
And the close losses to some very, very good teams. And better than the rest of us. I mean, you can lose a team. You know, when you're losing tight games like that, and we talked to Buddy, what was it, last week or the week before, and it was, we always stay positive because even with the struggles in the non-league, they said their goal remained the same, that they could win the league title. And, you're looking, they win this one. I mean, they're right on the path for a showdown with Pickerington Central.
So if they had played Upper Arlington this week instead of week one, nobody would pick that game as being close. But yet in week one, Reynoldsburg had every opportunity to beat what many people think is the best team in Central Ohio, Upper Arlington. I mean, it's them and Marysville and New Albany are really sharing that that mantle right now as to who's really better. But what I'm telling you, what I'm saying to you is that was a week one loss. Then they turn around, I think they lost to Massillon. I mean, they had it was murderer's row the first three or four weeks
of the
season. Yeah,
well, in week two, they lost to Huber Heights Wayne by
Huber
two.
Huber Heights Wayne.
Then they traveled to Massillon. It was a close game that got, you know, spread to 19 at the end. Then they lost to Olentangy 31-30, you know, on it was a blocked extra point. Yep. You know, and they were 0-4, not 0-5, as I said earlier, but 0-4. But we've talked to both those coaches, and even Buddy said, you know, he sometimes wonders what would happen if, you know, they'd held on to Upper Arlington. And Coach Buttermore has said to us several times, and if they win tonight, we'll talk to him again. But he said that, you know, that was the catalyst for the season. That
what
proved
happens
a lot
to Upper Arlington if they lose that game?
Yeah, you know.
Are they 6-1? Are they 4-3? Are they? You don't know. I mean, the psyche of 15, 16, 17-year-old kids is very fragile. It's very fragile. When you win, you sometimes don't know why, and when you lose, you sometimes don't
know why. Well, especially with Upper Arlington being such an unknown. We know about Reynoldsburg. Yeah. We know they have athletes that are going to be good. We know that. I think maybe once Upper Arlington won that day, thought, we are
good.
We
got a chance.
We might be pretty good,
That's exactly right.
And guys, just since we're talking about those two teams right now, Reynoldsburg has scored again, so it's 38-13 now. And Upper Arlington at the half only led Olentangy Orange by a score of 7-3, but that game is now 28-10. Carson Grisak has three touchdowns in this game. He's got 22 now on the season.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I still just shake my head about Olentangy Orange, you know, because in all likelihood they dropped to 0-8. That's stunning.
There's another team. It's an 0-8 team, and you go, no, wait a second. They're better than 0-8.
Yeah,
I know we've talked about this before, but they've got Hilliard Bradley next week, and Bradley's beating Liberty tonight 7-3 right now. And then in week 10, they've got Olentangy Liberty. I mean, this is a team that is very – I mean, they're looking down the barrel of an 0-10 season, and if they got a win somehow and got into the playoffs, which almost everyone in that region is going if they get a win.
If they get a win.
I don't know if anybody would want to
play
them.
You know, Newark's not going to get a win, probably. And, you know, so what are the other teams in that region that are not going to get a win? So,
well, I know you've got Grove City with one win, who's outside,
and
Westerville Central with one win, who is, I think, the 16 seed right now. And they lost tonight, by the way. That game has gone final. Gahanna hammered them 42-3.
But if Olentangy wins one, or Olentangy Orange wins one of those last two, they'll go over Grove City and Westerville Central.
Absolutely.
And to be sitting at 16, you know, we've said all along that, you know, there's just no way a 16 could be one. I don't think Olentangy Orange would knock off, you know, Upper Arlington. You just don't know, though. I mean,
stranger things have happened.
But if you're Upper Arlington, do you want to play them again?
That's exactly
because
right.
last year or last last season, those two teams played twice with Olentangy Orange getting the win in the regular season, UA avenging that in the postseason. Yep. I don't think Coach Buttermore would want to see them again.
No, I wouldn't think so either. I mean, you know, because you know, you look and you know, you're just looking at teams and the way they've, you know, been the last few years. I mean, Westville Central is the exception there. But, you know, Newark, Grove City, Thomas Worthington. I guess Thomas Worthington's had a couple, you know, pretty decent seasons. Westland. But, you know, Olentangy Orange just doesn't seem to fit into
grouping. They do not fit into that grouping. None of the Olentangy. I mean, those four schools up there have been traditional powerhouses. Now, Berlin's the new kid on the block. But they've had a good football program since that that first year. They were... We would call
1-9 that first year.
Yeah, but they were a 1-9, but you could see it coming. They were playing some teams tough. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, so those four schools up there have been strong for the last several years.
We had another one, guys. Just go final. Coach Wolf, you'll like this one. Bishop Reedy beats Bexley tonight, 26-0 the final in that one.
Go Silver Knights.
And I believe in that series now, Reedy has a 6-0 advantage in that series. I don't think they've ever lost to Bexley.
Maybe they should play Bexley every week. I'm just throwing it out there. It's a possibility.
Hey,
it's a scheduling snafu, but I think we can handle it.
The CCL tried to do that last year.
Yeah, that's right. play everybody as many times as you can.
So 26-0 the final in that one. The Silver Knights get their third win of the season. Also seeing right now that Hartley has gone final. They beat St. Charles tonight. 39-0 was the final score in that one. Coach, we were watching some of that one here in the studio. St. Charles just had no answer for the speed of Hartley.
I mentioned on one of the long runs down the sideline, it looked like the St. Charles kids were running in the sandbox. I mean, you just looked like the speed difference was so apparent that it was ridiculous. And we know Hartley's a good, strong team. We know. I mean, that's not a surprise to anybody. But to see the differential in speed, it was it's hard to tackle when you can't catch them.
I mean, it didn't look right watching it, did it?
No, it did not.
Well, you even brought that up last week, Coach, that when you face a team that's faster than what you're normally facing, it throws off your tackling angles, it throws off your pursuit angles, it throws off everything.
I agree. And you say, well, we had a bad night tackling. You had a bad night tackling because their jimmies were better than your Joes,
yeah.
And that's the way it works.
Another one, guys, that has just gone final, Pick North. Has beaten Grove City tonight 38-0. That looks like setting up that big one next week for the league title against New Albany, because last I saw, New Albany was beating Westland 58-0 tonight. Lee, I'd have to say that's leader in the clubhouse for the game of the week,
yeah.
Over at thisweeksports.com.
Yeah, thisweeksports.com. Yeah, when I'm doing the notes, I always look ahead to the next week, and that one. You know, that one popped out. You know, obviously we've brought up the Taze Valley Bloom Carroll game. That's outside of our coverage area at thisweeksports.com. So yeah, I would definitely say that it's going to be a big game next week. Not, you know, we've got what, five finals, and we're already talking about next week. God,
well,
I love this.
Well, and you know, Pick North is the only team to beat Pick Central, so you know that they've got some stallions in their barn, and you know that New Albany doesn't want to stub their I mean, this is going to be a classic next week.
Oh, I would think so. And you know, but the way when you're winning like New Albany is, I mean, New Albany, you know, 50-7, 35-14, 49-14, 34-20, I guess, against Lancaster was kind of close, and 77-0, 56-14, 31-3. At some point, do you just want to see them play a close game and see how they react? Because that's probably what's going to happen next week.
Not when you're coaching them. You know, just keep bulldozing everybody. I go home. I have my voice. I don't have a headache. I don't have to take any Tylenol tonight. This is a good thing.
Guys, I just got this text from our longtime colleague, Doug Lascelles. He's at the DeSales-Watterson game tonight. He said DeSales just went 85 yards on four plays, gets a touchdown pass. Pass to Rishi Smith with 27 seconds left. DeSales is up 21-17 on Watterson, and they've been trailing the whole game.
The whole game. It was 17-7. They threw a pick in the end zone in the fourth quarter, and I thought, what are they doing? It's a 25-yard line. You're driving on the – you had Watterson on the rails, and you know, even though they were losing 17-7, you thought, well, if they could punch one in there, they had a chance. They came right back the next drive and scored a touchdown, and now they score 85 yards in four plays. Is that – That's not
well, you
right.
Go back to that confidence factor.
Yeah.
They go down to Steubenville last week, yep. And beat the Big Red. The defense came up big with five turnovers, and that was a note to put. How's DeSales going to respond to that? You would expect them, you know, I mean, traditionally, you know, to perform well the next week. But you jump from that game into one of your big rivalry games. Yep. I mean, that's a lot to ask.
Sure it is. And DeSales. Wait a minute, there's 26 seconds left. Nothing's over yet, guys. Nothing's over yet because stranger things have happened, and that series is crazy. I saw a Watterson team that had no business beating DeSales a few years ago in the mud. They beat them in the last game of the year. It's like, how's that? It can't possibly happen. I think Watterson won three games that year, and DeSales was going on to the playoffs and had one of their better teams. And it's a rivalry, and people just don't understand what that means.
And would you expect anything less from this game?
No.
And also the Hilliard-Davidson Kaufman game, really that one is close here as we head down the stretch. It's 36-28. It's a one touchdown game.
Yep.
Who's
8 points
up on that one?
Davidson's up in that one.
That's a lot of points for Davidson to score and a lot for them to give up. Historically, Davidson's defense is didn't give up 28 points in a game.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, if they scored 20, that game was over.
Yeah, you know, and Davidson has a lot to prove. I mean, they got waxed last year. That goes 49-0. Yep. You know, and but you know the way Davidson season ended last year. I mean, they had a lot to prove to you know themselves. And you know those that they're playing, and they bounce back well to the Davidson football we expect to see.
Yep.
And guys, just as we're talking about that one, Leo Nixon scores again. It's his fourth touchdown of the night with a minute 18 left. Davidson has a 43-28 lead over Kaufman now, so it looks like that one is final. But again, you don't know.
No, you don't know. But you know, most of the season, I mean, you got Johnny Weir and Leo Nixon, and you just don't know who's getting the ball. A lot of times it's been Johnny Weir getting it, mm-hmm. and tonight it's Leo, and you know they just get the hot hand.
And it's funny when I was doing work today, looking at the stuff over at thisweeksports.com, looking at those stats. Johnny Weir, 903 yards on the year, 10 touchdowns. Leo Nixon, 846 and 10 mm-hmm. touchdowns. That's about as balanced as you can get with two running backs.
That's right. There. They're both going to rush for probably 1,000 or close to 1,000. But what else do you expect from Davidson? Mm-hmm. This is what Davidson has done for the last 20 years. I swear they just put you to sleep with their offense. They just absolutely grind you down. They shorten the game. And that's why I'm surprised. When you score 28 points against Davidson, you usually beat them. Not tonight. So Davidson found something on offense, and I think it's a two-headed monster in the backfield.
Guys, they've had that. That all year, and that's why they're looking to go 6-2.
Well, and even Blake Pettit, the quarterback, chipping in tonight with a long 69-yard run.
All of a sudden, you know, they've got Liberty. Davidson's got Liberty next week. And then they close the season at Upper Arlington.
That could be a great game.
That could be a great, exactly. Especially if Davidson beats Liberty next week, you know, then it gets real interesting then.
Guys, and we just got the text. It is final over at Alumni Stadium. DeSales has knocked off Waterson in that rivalry game. 21-17, the final. It looks like we've got a lot of games heading down the stretch here, heading towards the final. So we'll go ahead and take our first break of the evening. When we come back, we'll run through some of these games that have gone final and also check out some of the games that are still going on as well. It's the AM820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Abel Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Abel Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbelRoof.com.
Call Abel for the proof. 444.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
You know what's kind of mind-blowing about intercessory prayer? God generally only grants the prayers that fit what He wanted to do anyway. So what's the point of us asking? Why does He tell us throughout Scripture to ask for things in prayer? I think He chose to wait on our prayers to give us His blessings. And I think He chose that because He wants to share the joy of being distributors of His grace with us. He wants us, by our requests, to unleash His healing, His blessing, and His miracles in the world. It wasn't enough for Him to just bless us. He wanted to share the joy He has when He blesses with us by making us necessary parts of that blessing. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said that the graces of God are hanging from heaven by silken threads, and prayer is the sword that cuts them down. So ask God boldly for things today and share the joy of raining His grace down on a needy world. That's what intercessory prayer is about. Prayer changes things. Send us a message at connect@reallifecatholic.com. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from thisweeksports.com, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, week number 8 of the 2021 season. Glad to have you along here on your radio dial, or if you are listening online over at AM820scoreboard.com. Don't forget, you can get all the scores over there in case you miss one at AM820scoreboard.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AM820scoreboard. And, of course, don't forget the recaps of these games that are final will be posted soon over at thisweeksports.com. Check out their Friday Night Live page. Something new up there every day of the week. Let's go ahead and run through some of these finals that we've got. We do have a few. So far, we tried to update you in that first segment, but let's go ahead and run through the ones we've got. Marysville improves to 7-0, 49-0. They beat Thomas Worthington tonight. Upper Arlington, they are 8-0, 35-10. They beat Olentangy Orange. In the OCC Ohio division, it's Kahana, 42-3 winners over Westerville Central. Pick North, 38-0. They beat Grove City, setting up that big matchup for the league title next week against New Albany. In the Central Catholic League, both games are final. Hartley beat St. Charles 39-0, and DeSales with that thrilling 21-17 come from behind win over Watterson tonight. And guys, as we talked about that game a little bit there, that's huge for DeSales, because if they lose that game, they're probably not making the playoffs.
Well, they're on life support going into this week. They were like ranked 16th, or they were close to the edge in their region to begin with. They had to win this game. And it's not like Watterson gets them a huge amount of points, but it just keeps them treading water, and they got a chance now to finish out the season and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, so big win for them tonight. In the Licking County League in the Buckeye Division, Granville improves to 7-0. They beat Zanesville 35-13. In some non-league games, Reedy beats Bexley 26-0. And Jonathan Alder hammers Bell Fountain tonight, 42-7. Excuse me, Larry, you were talking about that one earlier. You said, I think Jonathan Alder, they could probably get Bell Fountain tonight. Bell Fountain's a pretty good team this year, and they obliterated.
Jonathan Alder had some early losses. There were some close losses, but they had some early losses. They were trying to find their footing, and I just know that they just have a tradition over there of finding a way, and it seems like they've got it back on track, and they're finding a way.
Guys, one more that just went final, by the way. Worthington Kilbourne has beaten Franklin Heights tonight, 58-7. We've got our first coach of the evening ready to go here. We've mentioned Hartley knocking off St. Charles tonight, 39-0. Their head coach, Brad Birchfield, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, congratulations on the big win. I know you love those CCL League game wins. We were watching a little bit of your game tonight, and it just seemed like St. Charles had no answer for your guys' speed. Is that the way you saw it tonight on the field?
I think we played a pretty complete football game. I mean, I think we were able to power our way through it. You know, defensively, our front was pretty good. So I think, I think we played a pretty complete game. Obviously, guys that we have really good football players who would put the ball in their hands and makes it tough to defend in space. But, it was a pretty complete game all the way around. It was good, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, as Ryan said, the CCL games are so important to you, and congratulations because you clinched at least a share of the title. I know you, week 10 against Waterson, you can win it outright. You've got Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's next week, and then Waterson. I mean, what do you like a lot about your team right now?
Well, like you said, it's a big deal to win the CCL, and we've won a lot of championships. I mean, no one can touch the history of Bishop Hartley High School in Central Ohio. I mean, there's no metric that has ever been as good as what we've been in our history. But I've only seen one reunion for any team, and that was the '83 CCL championship team. So it's important to win the CCL. I guess that's my point. Is it's so important to win the CCL, and that's our first goal. And it's not easy. We've done it lots of times here recently, but we're never ever going to take it for granted. It's not easy, and we're just incredibly proud of it. Kids earned it. We're going to be happy tonight. Next week, like I said, you said we play St. V, and I mean they are a physical monster. I mean they are just so physical. I know they got pounded by Hoban tonight, but I mean they're playing a little different ball game up there. So we're going to give it everything we got. We played those kind of games late season where we kind of measure up to see what we're about. I mean there's nothing ventured, nothing game type stuff.
You know, a lot of our people out there that are listening, they don't understand that sometimes coaches text us and send messages into us. And last week I made a comment about tackling, and you were kind enough to send me a joking text about, tackling. Yeah, if you run faster than the other guy, you can usually tackle him. The reality of the game tonight, as we were watching it, is your kids got a chance to get on the perimeter, and they got their shoulders square, and they were downhill, and they just turned run after run after run. You made a couple little couple guys went up the middle, and they'd hit the outside, and they'd turn their shoulders square, and they just – there was no answer from St. Charles. Their foot speed could not keep up with your kids. On the physical lines up front on both sides, you were dominant. Is this the team that we're going to see now? Okay. This is the team we're going to see now from Hartley? Because we're never sure because you guys are playing the Browns, the Steelers. You're playing these people, and it's hard for us to gauge that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think I said that, I've done this long enough. There's only two factors in winning. It's who you got and who they got. And
no doubt.
When I see these teams that run off, I think I told you there was an article in the Dispatch a couple weeks ago about what do all these teams that are undefeated have in common. Well, a lot of them have in common is they're not playing very good people. And those teams that win, I mean, I think I saw Pickerington Central was ranked 13th or something. And do we really think there's that many teams better than them? Or have they played really good people and some other people haven't? But I think that's why a lot of people win, and a lot of people like to have pep rallies in September and October. And I think the goal of the real teams is, you want to be out there when those Christmas lights are on and when you got to turn on the lights in the stadium to practice.
Well, I know the best thing that you can do on Thanksgiving is have football practice, correct?
Yeah, that's so hard to do, but I mean, that's always the goal. And I mean, that means you're in the elite of the elite, but there's a lot of football and obviously to get going to think like that. And, but that's where you want to be. I mean, there's no, I'm mad we're not in the Super 7, but being in the Super 7 in September and October, I don't know how important that is to us.
Hey, you're getting votes at least. That's all you can ask for, right?
Not from you.
But nobody from here. Nobody here likes you, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Coach, congratulations on the big win. I know we've said it a couple times, but I know how important these CCL games are to you guys. Congratulations on the win, and good luck next week taking on St. V. I know, like you said, they're a very good football team.
Oh yeah, well it'll be exciting. Listen, that's why you want to play in games like this. You don't want to, you want to play the best and statewide. And let's throw the chips to the table and see what we got.
He's the head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield. 39-0, the Hawks beat St. Charles. And I know we talked about it a little bit, Larry. You talked about a couple weeks ago when you were at the Darby-Gahanna game, and you were just like, man, Gahanna's got dudes.
They have dudes.
That's what it looked like tonight with Hartley and St. Charles. Like, they, St. Charles just didn't have dudes like Hartley had dudes.
No, they're just overmatched. Yeah, and when you run into a team that has Hartley's speed and size.
And size.
You know, I mean.
And let's not. Speed and size, they're physical. And when I say teams are physical, I don't mean they hit you hard. Everybody hits hard. I mean they finish. They finish blocks. They don't block you for 2 or 3 yards. They're pushing you 6, 7, 8, 9 yards down. This is what Hartley does. They just maul you at the line of scrimmage, and then they keep moving the line of scrimmage 3, 4, 5 yards downfield. That wears you out. That's what I mean by physical. It's not hitting hard. Everybody hits hard. There are hard hits in every game. Even bad teams have guys that hit hard. But they don't finish. Hartley finishes. They just finish. They just keep pushing the pile, and it wears you out. And it just, that's what they do to you. It's they're a good football team.
Guys, real quick, I'm going to run through some scores that just came final. But with 15 seconds left, Westerville South has kicked a field goal. They've taken their first lead of the night over Canal. They're up 16-14 now. Yeah. Wow. We did have a couple while we were talking to Coach Birchfield, though. Go final. Let's get you those. Central Crossing, they beat Newark tonight 35-7. Big Walnut, they remain undefeated. They beat Westerville North 42-7. We will talk to their head coach, Rob Page, in just a second here on the Scoreboard Show. Also, a correction to one score. I had Marysville at 49-0 tonight. I misspoke. Thomas Worthington did get 6 points, so 49-6 was the final in that one. Bloom Carroll, they are 8-0, 49-13. They beat Logan Elm, so they did their part, Lee, to set up that showdown next week with Taze Valley. Taze Valley is winning right now 28-14, so it looks like we will get that big matchup in the Mid-State League next week.
Boy, it won't get any bigger for a great – you know, you're talking Taze Valley, a Division II team, Bloom Carroll, Division IV team, state semifinals last year. Boy, oh boy, that's going to be great down in Carroll.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge game next week. That'll be fun. Rosecrans gets a 37-19 win over Fairfield Christian. And Lima Central Catholic beats Licking Valley tonight, 37-20. Also, East Knox has topped Fredericktown tonight, 49-8. We mentioned Big Walnut. They're 8-0. They beat Westerville North tonight, 42-7. Their head coach, Rob Page, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, impressive win tonight over Westerville North. What was the key to your team's performance tonight?
Well, you know, everything starts up front in the game of football, and I think that our offensive and defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. We were physical with our hands on offense. We finished blocks, and on defense, I thought we did a great job getting off blocks and block destructing and running the football and getting 11 guys there in a bad mood.
Well, and then, you know, that's the, we've talked before about it, and it does start up front, but you got to have a guy like Nate Seavers, you know, 3 touchdowns rushing, 1 receiving, a guy that can make those guys look great. I mean, they're making him look great. It's a two-way street, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very symbiotic relationship between those guys. Nate's a heck of a player. You know, he's just a sophomore, and you know, he's probably closing in on 1,500 yards rushing and over 20 touchdowns. I'm not sure how many he has, but it's quite a bit. And he's a game breaker. You know, we have a couple guys on our team that can do that. You know, if Garrett Stover wasn't starting at safety for us, he'd probably be getting a ton of carries on the offensive side of the ball. He's technically our backup running back, and we have a receiver that can you know, take it to the house just about every play. Nikki Pintello, and you know, so we're definitely not a one-trick pony, but yes, Nate Seavers is pretty dang good.
Well, Coach Page, listen, I have to take umbrage with some of your remarks. You used the word symbiotic. This is a football scoreboard show. You can't talk like that on the air. I mean, there are people out there. The FCC is not going to like this.
They got an iPhone. They can Google the word.
Yeah, it
just sounds bad. It just sounds bad.
That's what Coach Wolf was doing. He was on his. He was Googling as you were answering.
I don't even know how to spell Google. All kidding aside, Rob, what is now? You're 8 games in. You know who you are. You know what you do. What is special? What is going to separate you? Because you're one of 4 teams in the OCC that are currently undefeated. What makes you special?
Oh, I think our approach to, you know, to daily improvement, and, you know, I think every week I can give examples of guys getting better at certain things. I mean, you know, we had a first time starter, a defensive end, Tyon Fountain, and you know, I think he came out and he played the way he's capable of, and block recognition. And last week, I think our defense kind of took a step backwards against Kilbourne and didn't play to their potential. And you know, we got back to basics this week, and our guys embrace practice, and our practices are pretty tough. And just the fact that they're willing to get better every day, take hard coaching from our assistant coaches, and get better. I think that's kind of if there's any secret sauce. I mean, I think if you ask any good coach, you know, from Cincinnati to Cleveland, they're going to say it's their approach to practice that's the key to victory.
Now, I said something to Coach Wolf earlier off the air and said, you know, do you get concerned when you're winning games as big as you are? And he goes, goodness, no, win them all this way. Do you have any concerns about the way most of these games are just, you know, lopsided scores?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's what are we supposed to do? Keep it close? You know, we're trying to blow everybody out, right? Just like everybody's trying to do to us. So you know, getting back to you know, opponents and things like this, and you know, and I know Coach Birchfield mentioned that, you know, people not playing people, and you know, we're playing the people on our schedule, and we're playing to the best of our ability, and you know, I'm excited to get a win, and I'm excited in some of these blowouts to get some of our young guys reps. I know when I was in high school, I think that was one of the secrets to our program success was, you know, we'd blow teams out and we'd get, you know, sophomores and backup juniors in. And then by the time they were seniors, they had a year of varsity experience just from blowouts and making deep playoff runs. And that's kind of what we're hoping to do here at Big Walnut.
And then, Coach, we'll get you out of here on this one. You're obviously 8-0 right now. It's been a great season for you guys so far, but two tough games here to finish up with Scioto and Canal, hopefully to win that league title and go 10-0. What do you guys have to do here to finish out the season strong?
Well, number one, the only game on our schedule that matters right now is Scioto. And they're our opponent next week, and we're going to give them our full attention. They're a good football team. And, you know, I think in a year where you're getting quarantines and, you know, and teams are having to, you know, maybe not be able to play and cancel, just the opportunity to play every Friday night is really special. And we're really looking forward to getting the opportunity to compete against Scioto next week.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Westerville North and the 8-0 start. Good luck next week against Scioto.
Appreciate you having me on, guys. Thanks.
He's the head coach of Big Walnut, Rob Page, his team with that 42-7 win over Westerville North tonight. And when I look at their schedule and what they've done so far this season, the least amount of points they've scored in a game is 38. That's the least.
Well, and they're doing, you know, he brought up the schedule. You know, we're playing the teams that are on our schedule. No, they're not playing them. They're destroying them. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, it'd be different if you looked at their schedule and there were a bunch of, you know, one touchdown wins and stuff, but that's not happening. I mean, they're literally just blowing out everyone. You know, even Kilbourne, that was, you know, tied at 28 in the fourth quarter, you know, they woke up and scored 28 points and put them away. You know, I mean, it's an impressive team. You know, they've got a couple tough ones. Scioto and, like you say, Ryan, Scioto Canal coming up. So I think it'll be a good test for them.
It's so easy for people that are not involved in the day-to-day operation of a football program to say, well, we should beat those guys. Well, we should beat. Every win is unbelievably special because of the amount of time and effort that the kids and the coaches put into it. It's incredible. I mean, you think, well, they should win this game. They'll just have an easy week of practice. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You do everything exactly the way you believe it should be done, and you do it that way every week, regardless of who you play. And the better teams seem to have a way of finding a way of winning. That's just the way it is. And they don't do it because they have some special potion. They do it because they know how to take their kids and maximize their abilities, and they find a way to win.
Well, their way...
But they're 42-7.
Yeah, their way of winning is driving a steamroller.
Well, that's right. They're road grading people, and good for them. And you know what? If they lose a playoff game, people are going to say, well, they didn't play about baloney. They played the people that were on their schedule, beat them all.
Well, and I don't even think you can say that with them, having played South, and then they're going to have to play Canal and Dublin Scioto
exactly
the next
right.
2 weeks. And they also played Zanesville, who's not a bad mm-hmm. team this year either. 23 points, the closest game they've had in their win over Zanesville earlier this year. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we've had a lot of games go final. We'll give you those scores real fast. We'll also talk to Nate Hillerich, the head coach of Pickerington North. They are 7-1, heading into a big one next week with New Albany. That and more coming up next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
This is Young Catholic Minute. Why don't women have the right to choose? Because killing people's wrong, that's why. That might sound extreme, especially when our culture likes to say things like terminate a pregnancy, blob of tissue, and don't you have compassion for the mother? Yeah, enough compassion to try to protect her from the emotional and spiritual scars she'll have from having someone murder her baby. Because when you strip away all the jargon and emotional fireworks, that's what's left. The real, rational, scientific reality is that from the moment of conception, you have a human being. And just as slavery and the Holocaust have shown us, it's not a good idea to start deciding that some human beings aren't human persons. For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Man, I'll tell you what, we go to break and all kinds of things happen. Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. And Lee, I don't think I've ever seen Larry Wolf speechless. He just stood there and was scratching his head.
Scratching the top of his head.
When I said...
Well, there's nothing else up there, so it's okay.
Olentangy Berlin just went 82 yards. Harrison Brewster, a four-yard touchdown run, and they have taken a 22-21 lead over Dublin Jerome with 35 seconds
and
left.
And at one point, weren't they down 14-0?
Yes, I believe so.
In the first half.
Yeah, because it was 14. They kicked a field goal in the last play of the first half to make it 14-3.
Well, you know, it's like we said last week. There might not have been the marquee games, but we could see games that we thought would be close. Now, we thought this was the marquee game of the week. I mean, it's a ThisWeekSports.com game of the week. But, boy, it's lived up to its billing, that's for sure.
Those two teams. Well, wait a minute. There's still time left on the clock, right?
So yeah.
It's not over yet. It was crazy.
You know, and – What kind of momentum is that going to give Berlin to go in next week against Marysville?
Yeah, that, a lot.
Oh, a goodness, lot. Goodness,
mean,
goodness.
They're playing for the league title.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a chance to beat Marysville. I mean, what that is, we said this for the last, what, 4 weeks? That may be the toughest division.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
And guys, we are going to get that big matchup in the Mid-State League next week, yes, as Taze Valley has beaten Amanda Clear Creek. They doubled them up 28-14. Let's go ahead and run through the scores real fast. We have got a lot of finals and a lot that we haven't given it to you yet. In the OCC, the Buckeye Division, Central Crossing beats Newark 35-7. And Reynoldsburg all over Lancaster 52-20. Again, this was a game... Well, you wouldn't be surprised if Reynoldsburg won. You wouldn't be surprised if Lancaster won. But I am kind of surprised that they blew them out.
32 points is a lot of points.
Yeah, so that's a little shocking. A heck of a win there for Buddy White and the Reynoldsburg Raiders. In the Capital Division, Big Walnut, 42-7. They beat Westerville North. Westerville South has hung on. They beat Canal Winchester 16-14. That is a huge, huge win for Westerville South there, as they look to try to, you know, hopefully get some luck and somebody knocks off Big Walnut and they can get a share of this league title.
Well, and, you know, what was it? Westerville South's only lead was on the field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah. They really stuck to it there and got it somehow. Also in there, in the Capital Division, Worthington Kilbourne beats Franklin Heights 58-7. In the OCC, Cardinal, Hilliard Darby gets a big win, snapping a three-game losing streak. They beat Olentangy 40-21. That's a heck of an offensive output from your Panthers.
Go Panthers. Listen, for the last 3 weeks, it's been murderer's row for them. They finally smelled some blood in the water, and they got it done, 40 to 21. That's fantastic. And listen, the Olentangy team is not a bad football team. This is a good football team.
Marysville, 49-6 winners tonight over Thomas Worthington. In the OCC Central, Hilliard Davidson gets a big win. They beat Dublin Kaufman 43-28. Another one, Larry, where Davidson, 43 points?
83 points between Davidson and Darby. That's usually half a season.
Yeah.
They usually beat you 7-6, 14-13. Crazy.
Good night for the Hilliard schools as Bradley makes it 3-0 on the night with the Hilliard schools. They beat Olentangy Liberty 14-3. Upper Arlington's 8-0. They beat Olentangy Orange 35-10. In the Ohio Division, Gahanna beats Westerville Central 42-3. Pick North 38-0. They shut out Grove City. And New Albany 58-10 winners. They beat Westland tonight. In the CCL, Hartley 39-0. They beat St. Charles. In DeSales, tops Watterson late in the game, 21-17. In the Mid-State League tonight, in the Buckeye Division, we just mentioned Taze Valley, 28-14 winners over Amanda Clear Creek. Bloom Carroll, 49-13. They beat Logan Elm. Those two will battle next week with a shot at a league title on the line. In the Cardinal Division of the Mid-State League, Rosecrans beats Fairfield Christian, 37-19. In the Licking County League, we've got one score, Granville. They remain undefeated. They beat Zanesville, 35-13. Reedy beats Bexley tonight, 26-0. Lima Central Catholic, 37-20 winners over Licking Valley. Jonathan Alder, 42-7. They beat Bell Fountain. East Knox, 49-8 over Fredericktown. And Centerburg beats Danville tonight, 26-19. We mentioned Pickerington North. They get a shutout tonight. They beat Grove City, 38-0. Their head coach, Nate Hillerich, joins us on the line. And coach... last week you beat Westland 20-7, a little closer than a lot of people would think. This week you get a big shutout win over Grove City, who was coming off of their first win of the season. How did you like your effort tonight from your team?
You know, effort was unbelievable, and that was the case last week. The big thing is we cleaned up penalties, turnovers, just played a really clean game. Came out, we started the game, got up on them early, and it was a good night for our team.
Well, and I guess you've got to feel good. You can clean up because, you know, they call these kind of games trap games because everybody can read and know what's coming up next week. So you had to be pretty proud of the way your kids kept their focus this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you guys earlier talking about winning's hard. You watch every week. You know, teams get upset. Minnesota in college football gets beat by Bowling Green. You know, Oregon gets upset. Every week, it's really hard to win football games. Especially with high school kids, keeping them focused, getting better every week because they're kids. They look at who they play. They think, you know, if they think they're better than somebody or they think they're not as good, all those things. So finding a way to motivate kids and keep them locked in. And I was happy with how our kids came out tonight.
Well, Nate, earlier this year you went giant killing for the neighborhood game, beating Pickerington Central. Now you get a chance to do it again against New Albany. Obviously, New Albany's they have a tremendous offense. The wing tee, they do a great job with that. They have a very tough defense. I'm sure this is going to be the headline game of next week. This has got to be the best game in Central Ohio, I would think. How do you get your guys ready to go? This is a championship game. What are you going to do? Anything special this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a normal week. But like you said, it's ramped up a notch. I mean, it's a championship game. The winner of the game gets at least a share of an OCC championship. We went, won the league outright last year, beat them in the regular season, and then played them again in the playoffs, and they upset us in the playoffs. So the key thing with New Albany, I think some people don't think they have really good players, but they have a lot of really, really good players. You know, kids, you look all over college football playing it, schools like Cornell and all kinds of different places, you know, baseball players going Division I. So they have really, really good players, and obviously they're coached well. So it's going to be a battle.
Well, you've got some pretty good players on your team, too. DeJuan Green tonight, 100 yards rushing and two touchdowns. You know, those don't, you know, the 100 yards may not seem like a standout number. It is, you know, 100 yards. But, you know, with a 38-0 game, I'm sure you got a lot of kids into play.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's always good when you can get some of those seniors, you know, on your team that maybe haven't got a lot of playing time all year. They get to get in the game. Started off the game. We got up early and kind of, you know, put them away. So it was a good night. DeJuan had a great night. He got close to 1,000 on the year. Offensive line blocked well. But like I said, I'm just happy we played a clean game. You know, I think we ended up with 3 penalties on the night. That's what we're going to need to beat a team like New Albany or when we play a Pick Central, any of these teams. We got to play clean and play to the whistle.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the shutout win tonight. Doesn't matter who you're playing. It's always nice to have that zero on the other side of the scoreboard. And everybody's going to be watching next week when you guys take on New Albany with a chance at that league title.
Thanks for having me.
He's the head coach of Pickerington North, Nate Hillerich, his team with a 38-0 win. And you mentioned it there, Lee. It's sometimes tough not to look ahead and see, man, this is a big game on the horizon, playing a team that just got their first win, maybe take them for granted, but it doesn't look like they did that at all tonight.
No, and I think that's what, you know, he really has to be, Coach Heller really has to be proud about, is, you know, it could have been a nail biter and you just gnash your teeth thinking, you know, what could I have done to prevent this? Because, you know, I'm sure, you know, Larry, there might have been a game or two that you've seen kids overlook and you just sit there and just want to just go insane.
I've gotten on many a school bus and I knew it wasn't going to be a good night. It didn't mean you lost the game. It just was going to be one of those nights where you drove yourself nuts. I'm going to tell you something that I look forward to now. We're 2 weeks away from the end of this regular season. Pickerington North is going to play in a big game next week against New Albany. Let's assume they beat New Albany. Guess what they get for a reward?
Gahanna.
Yeah. Game 10. And Gahanna Lincoln will be playing for the league title if they win. This OCC is nuts, man. I'm telling you, this is crazy.
Guys, we had a really big small school game tonight with Bern Union taking on Worthington Christian, and Bern Union gets the win. They remain undefeated. They beat Worthington Christian 40-14 tonight, Lee. Again, not a surprise Bern Union won, but that the point differential there is a little bit much. I didn't think it would be. I thought it would be a closer game.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Jared Ulrey. He was out there at the game, and you know, it's for the league title. Yeah, it looks like it at least. But, you know, and it just wasn't much of a game. You know, Bern Union quarterback Nate Nemeth, you know, had thrown for 129 yards, rushed for 120. You know, I really expected a much closer game. You know, and you look at how far both these teams have come when, what was it? In 2014, Worthington Christian played its first full season. Its only victory that year was over Bern Union, as both those teams finished 1-9. Now they're at the top of the heap.
Right. I mean, I remember when they were just known as the Crusaders, and they were a club team, Worthington Christian, and they were, you know, they were solid. They were well coached, and they were a solid team. But you know, they didn't have a school team. Well, now they do. It's a pretty good program. And, you know, little Bern Union, they're down there, the old Rockets, they're down there in, you know, the middle of nowhere, you know, a tiny little town down there off 33, and Nobody thinks they can play football. Well, you know what? Those small schools, they've got a little tradition about them, and they can play some football.
Yeah, Merton Union had run through some rough years.
The last few years.
I mean, wow.
They've got something working down there.
Tony Herbst, a heck of a coach. He did good at Fisher Catholic the couple years he was there and was turning them around, and he's done a great job with Burn Union. I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter what the records are when DeSales and Watterson get together. It's always a classic, and that was the way it was tonight. DeSales gets the late come-from-behind win, 21-17. Their head coach, Ryan Wiggin, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. A little better than I was most of the game, but yeah, I mean, it's exciting, you know, to win a game, and to win that game is exciting, but to win it in that fashion, that's, you know, that doesn't happen very often. I'm not sure it's ever happened to me to win at the very end like that. So, great job by our kids.
Coach, you've been a part of a lot of these games as a player. And now as an assistant coach and now as a head coach, this is just the way a Watterson DeSales game should be, isn't it?
I mean, as I told our kids, when you look at the history of the game, and it's not a couple of years old, it's obviously, you know, about 60 years old or so, our league, it's the majority of the games are, they're down to the wire, they're, you know, a play here, a play there, and there's been some exceptions, but mainly, that's what happens. It's the way it goes. You have tonight. You have two teams that are fighting for playoff points. You have obviously the pride in the game and the community and all that kind of stuff. But you're just out there giving it everything you have, you know, and taking a swing, and they're taking a swing, just back and forth. And that's the way the games have gone. And I'm just proud that our kids found a way to win.
Well, Ryan, with about 7 minutes to go in that game, you guys were driving down the field. You got the ball down to their 25 and threw the big interception in the end zone. And I almost kicked over the TV where we were kind of listening to it. And I'm going, oh, my golly, how do they do this? This is not what, you know, DeSales does, yada, yada. And I'm backseat coaching here. The next thing I know, the next possession, you score to make it, you know, 14. And then, well, you didn't have to wait to the very last minute, did you? I mean, you're going to end up as gray as me.
26 seconds to go in the game.
I mean, it's nuts. You got to do a better job of clock management than that. just bad coaching, Ryan. What can I tell you?
Well, then what coach says that you're throwing there, and he was surprised, but Witt comes up with a career high 286 yards and three touchdowns. Was that in the game plan to throw like that, or is it just once you got into the game you saw what they were giving you?
Well, we've had some injuries, and it's forced us to have to kind of repackage things. And so Witt, I mean, it's not a secret that he got a little bit dinged up. And so he was not near as mobile as as he's able to be, but he worked on the throw stuff as well as he could, and our backup was working on some of the zone read stuff, and we were still trying to package all that. We've had a little bit of adjustments up front to make with personnel, but the point is we were doing what Witt could do for us tonight, you know, with everything going on. And so Witt's a capable guy, there's no question, but as you all know, it's better when you can be an honest offense, when you can run the ball, when you can run some option, when you can throw the ball. And I think we were missing a little bit of that tonight, and it was allowing Watterson to kind of tee off on one phase of the game. So we got in that situation where we had to throw, and Witt did a great job, and our receivers did a great job, and just found a way.
Coach, obviously, Watterson, it's your rival. It's a league game. That's big enough for you, but now you've had two big wins here back-to-back that will really help you out as you push for the playoffs here. Just how important was this one for that?
Well, it was huge. I mean, they're going to get, you know, they've got some wins, and they'll get another one or an opportunity to get a couple more. And we got some of our opponents that look like they can get some wins here tonight. And so, you know, it's just do our thing. I mean, one thing that we've done the last 2 weeks is we've come from behind to win in the fourth quarter. And I've always thought that that's a sign of a good team. If you look at our scores throughout the season, you know, we've had a lot of battles. The first part of the season, we weren't kind of able to get over the hump. I mean, obviously there's no one around here that's interested in any moral victories, but we were battling, and we just weren't quite getting it done. We've found a way for 2 weeks, and you know, we'll see what happens. We got to start over again next week. But to me, it's a good sign. Our kids have a lot of fight, and, you know, we'll take it and try to build from it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the exciting win over your rival tonight. Go Thank ahead you. And get that heartbeat under control here the rest of this evening.
Stay away from sharp we'll objects.
He's the head coach of St. Francis de Sales, Ryan Wiggins, his team with a big win over their rival tonight, 21-17 late over Bishop Watterson. Just, I mean, they had to have that win for computer points.
Forget the computer. Forget the play. It's Watterson. They would play each other in a parking lot on a Tuesday afternoon if they had to. They're not interested in play. Tonight it was Watterson de Sales. They don't give the backside of a mule about the playoffs until the game was over.
And I think these teams could come into this game with total opposite records, and you still have a game like this.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you would expect it. Now, this is a team that's won three out of their last four. I don't know anything about this team out of New York that's coming down next week. But then they close with St. Charles. You know, DeSales could end up winning, closing the season with four wins, winning five out of six. They could literally go from playoff bubble to home game in the first round.
Well, I'm sure the people that are in the top eight of that region are going, they hope so, because they don't want to play them.
No.
This is a team that's going to get their best player back in pretty shortly here.
Possibly
now,
next week.
It could be next week. If that happens, they now become a little more lethal on their offensive side, and suddenly their defense gets better, their offense gets better. And
Well, I'm not saying that you know they were lost without Jonathan Thompson.
No,
I mean,
they're not.
They lost to a Berlin team at 7-1
by 5 points.
Yeah, they lost to Berea Mid Park. They lost to Clinton Massey, and they lost to Hartley. You know, I mean. There's no shame in any of those losses, let's be honest. But they're starting to put it together now, and they get Jonathan Thompson back. That's just like picking up a trade. That's a late-season trade.
They play the same kind of schedule that Bishop Hartley plays. They schedule for November. You know, they want to win the league championship, sure. They schedule for November.
Well, no, Hartley was
a choice.
Hartley was the same way.
Absolutely.
Midway through September, they were 2-2.
Who wants to play them? Yeah. Nobody.
That's ridiculous.
Guys, a couple finals we just got in the Mid-State League as we head to break. Columbus Academy, they improved to 5-3. They beat Grandview tonight 49-13. And Harvest Prep, 31-12 winners over Whitehall. We're going to take a quick one-minute timeout here as we are through 1 hour on the Scoreboard Show. When we come back, it's the head coach of Hilliard Bradley, Mike Laparo, kicking off hour number two. It's next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I am Ryan Baker. The guy across from me, that is the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. And every good team has to have a good head coach, and he's sitting to my right. That's Larry Wolf. Glad to have you along for the second hour of week number eight in this 2021 high school football season. Week number eight has turned out to be a pretty fun one, even though maybe it didn't have the huge matchups that some of the other weeks did as we come in. Just a reminder, you can get all the scores if you miss any at our website, am820scoreboard.com. We're also there on Facebook and Twitter at am820scoreboard. And Lee, the guys, I'm sure, have already got stuff turning in over at thisweeksports.com on their game recaps, all ready to go for everyone.
Game recaps, photos. Some of the guys are turning in their Super 7 picks already.
Well, Jared Ulrey had his at 8, didn't he? The games weren't even over yet.
9:37. He said, nobody beats me this week.
Nostradamus, he isn't.
We'll go over some of those Super 7s at our post-show meeting that we'll have a little later on
tonight. That's one of the highlights of the night. I love doing this, but when we get together, just look at the votes, look at the region points, and start looking at next week. I mean, you know, it's just... Good.
Well,
Creech.
You've already started looking to next week. I can't remember. I think it was Brad Birchfield, maybe. You were like, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's next week. Second question out of the gate.
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, you know, I mean, we talk about, wow, the season's 8 weeks old already. I look at it like, man, in 2 weeks we're in the playoffs. I am fired up for this.
See, I remember coaching when I heard about this young freshman phenom up at Akron St. V's named LeBron. Who? LeBron James, some young kid, is a wide receiver. You know, he's a 6'5" or 6'6", 190-pound wide receiver, freshman, was all everything. I'm thinking, why can't we get a freshman that looks like it? Well,
he was all state.
People. Well, yeah, he could have been all world. If he had played in the NFL, he'd have been in the Hall of Fame in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, how would he stop a guy like that? 6'9" or 6'8", 270-pound wide receiver.
Yeah. Monday Night Football.
Just throw it high.
Throw it high.
Well, on Monday Night Football, the Manning Show, they had LeBron on there, and they showed some clips of him in high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like you would expect. A guy out there, a head taller than most of the people out there catching passes.
I'm a Cleveland Brown forever, right? And I said the Browns should have given him a contract for $10 million. You only show up on Sunday, and we'll only put you in inside the 15-yard line.
Throw
the lob. Throw the alley-oop and just go catch it. Just do what you do.
Nothing else would be a great decoy. Hey, the Battle of Broad Street tonight goes Licking Heights way. They beat 24-20. Larry, we were talking earlier. That's just like an old school smash them in the mouth football game.
It's just good, fun football from two full old rivals. You know, they've played each other for a lot of years.
Hilliard-Bradley. They get a big win tonight, making two huge wins in a row for them. They knock off Olentangy Liberty 14-3. Their head coach, Mike Laparo, joins us on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, it's good to have you on. Talk a little bit about that. You had lost three in a row. You get the big win last week against Davidson, and now you continue that momentum against a good Liberty team. How big have these last 2 weeks been for your team?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It's been huge, you know, just for the psyche of the team. We had that brutal schedule out of the gate, and, you know, you're playing top 10 state-ranked teams four out of your first six games. So it was pretty rough sledding. We're a young team, especially on the offensive side of the football, so we've been trying to just ride our defense. And piggyback off what you said before, you know, I was part of that, the Sales Waterson deal back when me and Ryan were 20-year-olds running around out there, and that is exactly how you described it. I mean, what an environment, and you know, Coach Wolf knows too. I mean, he was part of the CCL. He knows what that's all about. So, yeah, you guys hit that one on the head for sure.
Well, so you can sympathize with the way Coach Wiggins, even after he won, he sounded so drained, just physically, emotionally, every way possible.
Oh yeah, I mean you got it. It the physical, the emotional, all of it. You know, trying to keep your kids even keeled and grounded when you're struggling, but you're playing well. You know, and then wins fix a lot of things, and that's kind of we is unfortunate. You know, we played the last 2 weeks pretty well, and we're getting better as we go.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Coach. You know, you had such an easy schedule the last month or so. Marysville, Pickerington Central, Upper Arlington teams, you know, right now combined 22-1, you know, and then, but yeah, and Davidson's no slouch, 6-2. You know, how do you keep the kids motivated when you're playing such good teams and you're coming up short and then you finally get the rewards last week and to beat a very good Liberty team tonight?
Yeah, you know, the kids, unfortunately, the way last year went with COVID and the way things went on, we kind of had this fight last year, if you recall. We were 1-5, limping into the playoffs, but playing pretty good football down the stretch. And you just talk to them about, you know, we just got to get better, guys. I mean, just get better each week. Come to practice with your lunch pails, ready to work. And you just got to keep them grounded and keep them driven in the same direction. That's not always easy, especially when you're losing. And then we hit the playoffs, and, you know, we won 2 games and got to the final 16. So, you know, that's kind of where we are with this. I mean, we kept the same approach, and we have a lot of those same kids that went through it last year. So, you know, they understand when you talk to them about it, they get it.
Well, Mike, Lee mentioned your schedule, and, you know, when you look back at your schedule and you say, well, the worst team you lost to is a 5-3 Derby team, and that's a pretty good football team. And, oh, by the way, they're a solid team. You guys, Derby, Davidson, there's a whole bunch of things going on in Hilliard right now, but here's what I think I know. Nobody's going to want to play you three guys. There's three teams.
Wow.
You guys are you're trending in the right direction. Derby got a big win tonight. Davidson is solid. This is insanity here. This playoff thing, there could be a 16 could beat a 1. This might be the year that a 16 could do, because there's going to be some great games.
It absolutely could, you know, and that's certainly something that could transpire. We were a 13 last year playing against a 1.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to be fun to see how this whole playoff deal works. And you know, I mean, it's whether people agree with it or don't agree with it, at the end of the day, it is what it is. So let's get into it and you know, play hard and see what the matchups are and just get after it. I mean, it's more football. I don't know how you argue with more football.
Well, Coach, what did you guys, you know, the years we've talked with you, it seems like about 90% of our conversations have been about your offense. But your defense tonight gives up only 3 points to a Liberty team that had averaged, you know, more than 30 points a game over their last 4 games. What happened defensively?
Well, you know, that's kind of it's not kind of. I mean, it's definitely the best part of our team in terms of the seasoning we have over there with, you know, the three returning linebackers and the EJT outside, the returning outside linebacker. And, you know, we're pretty solid on that side of the football. And that's kind of how we try to play the game. You know, it's more of a Davidson and Derby style where, okay, let's not make mistakes. Let's chew up some clock. Let's get the run game going and let our defense try to win it. So, you know, we were schemed up correctly and the kids played really hard and you know, that's all you can ask for. So we're getting a lot of mileage out of our D kids right now.
Okay, now we've talked about your schedule, you know, the gauntlet you've gone through. Coin flips next week. You've got Olentangy Orange. They dropped to 0-8.
Be careful with them, though.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is that the first thing you're saying to your players? You be careful. This isn't an 0-8 team.
That's a landmine is what that is. You know, it really is. I mean, you watch them on film, and that is a good football team. And they were leading, you know, I think in the first 6 games of the year at halftime or after 3 quarters. So, no, we're not looking past anyone. We're not taking anybody lightly. And we got to get ready to go this week with them for sure.
Well, Coach, hopefully you can keep this momentum rolling off of this 2-game winning streak over Davidson and Liberty. Congratulations on the win tonight, Coach, and good luck next week against Orange.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate what you guys do for these kids. It's awesome.
He's the head coach of Hilliard Bradley. Mike Leparo, 14-3, they beat Liberty. And that was a great point, Lee, about that defense there. Davids, they held Davidson to 17 last week. That's not an easy offense to slow down. We saw what Davidson did tonight against Kauffman. And then to hold Liberty to 3 points, that's impressive.
Well, and Mitchell Robinson Jr., he was our this week's Sports.com player of the week last week after that performance he had against Davidson. So, you know, but it is true. You know, for years, we've talked about the quarterbacks that have come through, Bradley, the big numbers they've put up. But, you got to win with defense.
Well, Bradley's 4-4. Theoretically, they should be 5-4 after, right? I mean, I'm going to do what I said we shouldn't do, is just assume they're going to win a game, right? Theoretically, you're going to be 5-4. They're playing good defense. You know they've got the ability to score some points. They're one of those scary teams.
Well,
they just hang around. And
what it really looks like is we've got those couple teams.
The elites.
That are the
elites. Right.
And that second level is so deep and talented. That second level is going to go, 4 through 14, 4 through 13? I mean, that's what's impressing me the most is the depth of the quality of teams in Central Ohio. That's the impressive part.
You could probably take all of those teams, shake them up, put them in a bag, mm-hmm. change their uniforms, and you wouldn't know what team they played for. Because they can all beat you. It's going to be fun to watch.
We predict the games at thisweeksports.com. That's why I'm looking forward to the playoffs, because you know, you could sit here and say, okay, you know, these two teams are playing. You don't know. You take an educated guess, but you just have no idea because they are. It's such balance, and it's, as I said, it's a good balance. It's not mediocre balance. It's a talented balance. Yep.
One thing for sure, it was a great night for Hilliard as Davidson, Darby, and Bradley all get the wins tonight.
Larry won't drive him. He'll just ride cloud 9.
And my Reedy boys won, so hey, I'm on cloud 10.
Guys, it was also a great night for Reynoldsburg as they get their third win of the season. They hammer Lancaster tonight, 52-20. Their head coach, Buddy White, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach Lee just mentioned our picks at thisweeksports.com. I picked Reynoldsburg to win this week, but I did not think you would beat them 52-20. That's an impressive performance tonight from your team.
I tell you, hey, thanks for having me, guys. I tell you what, our kids, they executed really, really well. We felt real good about our offense against them, but, I was a little worried about our defense because, you know, that offense that they run is very difficult to stop. But our defense came up with some big stops. We forced some fumbles I'm trying to think, did we even punt? I don't think we punted it tonight at all. It was a really good win. And, we established our style of play. Because we had to up our style of play in the early part of the season to compete with the teams we had to play against them, and we're continuously playing at a level that that you can definitely win games at.
Well, Coach, we talked to you after the Groveport game, and you told us you guys are ready to get rolling. And that's exactly what you're doing because, you know, you're one of the few coaches that will look ahead. And I appreciate that fact. And you told us, you said, we're going to get rolling because we want to have a big game at the final week of the year with Pickerington Central. You're right on the cusp of it. What do you tell these guys? Central Crossing's not a bad team. You know, you can't overlook them.
Oh, no. We're not that kind of – we're not good enough to overlook anybody. We're 3-4. They're 4-4. We're playing well. Those kids over at Central Crossing, they know how to win. So there's no way in the world that we'll ever overlook these guys. And, you know, one thing I'm real good friends with Terry Bowden. He used to be the Akron coach and son of Bobby Bowden. And I remember that Bobby Bowden, he told me one time, he said that, when you're winning, you can be as hard as you want on those kids. When you're losing, you got to back off. And so we backed off a little bit. We got that 0-4 start and started working on the mental game more so than the physical game. And, you're seeing the results of that. These kids are resilient. These kids know what we're, you know, what we're working towards. And, you know, once we get into playoffs, we want to be one of those teams that nobody wants to see.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen, buddy, because we know you have great athletes on that team, and it just took them a little while. But you also played, as a lot of these teams we've talked to tonight, played a brutal schedule early. It's paying some dividends now. Obviously, we've got the big game in 2 weeks, but you've got a game in front of you right now with Central Crossing. You have to win that one, and then it's for all the marbles. And your kids have the athleticism to stay on the field with the Pickerington Central and give them a great game. Assuming all that happens, you're 5-5 or you're 4-6. Either way, you're going to be a nightmare for somebody. I mean, somebody's going to have to play the Reynoldsboro Raiders, and it's going to be a nightmare.
That was the main objective to scheduling that tough schedule early on. We wanted to use you know, those first few games, those non-league games, to prepare us for the league and prepare us for the playoffs. And, you know, people thought I was crazy when they looked at our schedule, and I'm like, you know, hey, man, I'm playing chess here. I ain't playing checkers, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, everything that we said that we wanted to do, so far, everything's still in front of us. We knew that we wanted to challenge Pitt Central for the league championship, and we know that we want to win in the playoffs. Reynoldsburg's never won two games in the playoffs, so, you know, we want to win two games in the playoffs. You know, so everything is right in front of us. The kids are they're really working hard every week. You know, and I just tell them to keep their eye on the prize. I said, you know, we're not good enough to overlook anybody. We're not going. You know, I mean, I'm. You know, they're struggling. Like Newark is struggling, but I was nervous last week against Newark. You know, I don't care who we play. I'm going to be nervous. And my nerves rubs off on those kids. They know, you know, when it's time to tighten up, you know, and they know that, you know, these kids know that, you know, I'm coming with the intensity next week because I am not going to let them, you know, feel overconfident against Central Crossing. It will not happen.
Coach, last one for you here real quick, just because he had such a great game. We know your quarterback, Dejon Jennings, is special. 395 and 5 touchdowns tonight. Just talk about what a game he had for you.
Man, you know, once we settled down our offense, I think it was the Olentangy game, you know, we were all over the place, and, you know, and we weren't near as effective as we should have been. But Dejon's done a great job of settling our offense down, getting us out of bad plays, putting us in good plays. And, you know, I can't speak enough for that young man. He is, you know, I've never, ever given a quarterback the kind of authority that I give him. You know, he has the green light to get us out of bad plays. And, you know, one of the things we had to do is, hey, when you get us out of bad plays, it doesn't always have to be a pass. You know, I mean, that's how quarterbacks think, you know. But when you got a guy like Marquise Gillum to throw the ball to, you know, you can throw a quick out and that kid will turn it into an 80-yard score. So, you know, the guys that we're really counting on to have big games for us are having big games for us, and we're going to need that as we move further along in the season.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, 52-20 over Lancaster. Good luck next week when you guys take on the Comets.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope to be talking to you guys then, too. Take care, man.
He's the head coach of Reynoldsburg, Buddy White. And, Lee, you were talking about those teams after the upper echelon here. Reynoldsburg has won three in a row now, and they're a team I don't think anybody would want to see after week 10.
No, and coming into tonight, the previous two games, their defense had allowed only 175 total yards in both games and 4-6 turnovers. You know, we know they've always been able to put up points. You know, if they can get a defense, it could be like that year a few years back when they won the OCC.
Their quarterback is special. When you've got a guy that's special and he's going to have his hands on the ball every single play, it puts tremendous pressure on the opponents because they have to answer. Reynoldsburg could run off 20 points. Well, they did that to Upper Arlington earlier in the year. They ran off and had 41 points or 40 points and were winning by 20 points. They have that ability, and they get this thing going. They could be a load.
Guys, we've got to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll run through some of these scores, and we'll also talk to two more coaches, Matthew Christ of Westerville South and Jeremy Scally from Hilliard-Davidson, both of them getting big wins tonight in their league. We'll talk to those guys next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
I know of a guy who had aggressive stage 4 cancer and the prognosis was not good. He actually threw a going away party and said goodbye to his friends and family. But through the journey of cancer, he did a lot of reflection about his life and about the people he needed to forgive. And after a long process of letting all his resentments go, his cancer went away. The priest he was working with said, "Yep, I've seen that happen many times before." Now, I'm not saying if you think positive thoughts, all your diseases will go away and you'll never get cancer and you'll never die. That's silly. Death is part of life. But for some people, there's such a poison from unforgiveness, from resentment, that it literally eats away at them. It's toxic. Get rid of those toxins and forgive. Let things go. Then, God's blessings and healing and peace are free to flow through you. Some people call that karma. Actually, it's grace. Send us a message at connect@reallifecatholic.com. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Flying right along on the Scoreboard Show, Ryan Baker, the guru Lee Cochran, and our head coach Larry Wolf with you. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. Let's go ahead and run through the scores that we've got in the OCC tonight. I think we've just about... We do have all of the OCC scores final here. In the Ohio division tonight, New Albany improved to 8-0. They beat Westland 58-10. That sets up a big matchup next week with Pickerington North. They shut out Grove City tonight, 38-0. Also in the Ohio division, Gahanna topped Westerville Central 42-3. In the Central division, Upper Arlington improves to 8-0. They beat Olentangy Orange 35-10. Hilliard Bradley 14-3 winners over Olentangy Liberty. And Hilliard Davidson beats Dublin Kauffman 43-28. We will talk to their head coach, Jeremy Scally, coming up here on the Scoreboard Show. In the OCC Cardinal, Olin Tangi Berlin scores with 34 seconds left. They beat Dublin Jerome 22-21. Hilliard Darby 40-21 winners over Olin Tangi, and Marysville 7-0. They beat Thomas Worthington by a score of 49-6. In the OCC Buckeye, Central Crossing gets their fourth win of the season. They beat Newark 35-7. Pick Central improves to 7-1. They shut out Groveport 37-0. And Reynoldsburg's 3-4 after a 52-20 win over Lancaster. In the Capital Division, Big Walnuts in the driver's seat. They're 8-0. They beat Westerville North 42-7 tonight. Dublin Scioto also pitches a shutout. They beat Delaware 38-0. Worthington Kilbourne 58-7 winners over Franklin Heights. And Westerville South kicks a field goal late, and they knock off Canal Winchester tonight 16-14. Their head coach, Matthew Chris, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. An exciting win for you guys tonight. What did that show about your team to come from behind and win this game late over a good Canal team?
Yeah, I think that was a big win for us tonight, just hanging in there and continuing to battle. And we had a lot of different opportunities to pack it in. And, you know, we were frustrated. We, you know, moved the ball offensively and stall out and, you know, punted a whole lot more than we have the last 2 weeks. So certainly we're frustrated. I thought defensively we did a really nice job tonight containing the run game, which has been very successful for them. And then they did a heck of a job, you know, pinning us within inside the five. We had to go, I think, like 97 yards on that game-winning drive.
Well, Coach, you sound a lot better than the last coach we talked to who won late. Maybe it's the hour you've had to recover. When we've talked to you a lot, you know, we've talked a lot about offense. But, you know, the defense tonight allowed 162 total yards. And, you know, I mean, with good right, I guess, you know, 111 points you scored the last 2 weeks, but coming in tonight. But, you know, the defense is, yeah, the last couple weeks has just been playing lights out. What's been special about the defense the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think we have a chip on our shoulder. And, you know, our defensive coordinator, Eric Callens, really challenged these guys that we got to be better. We got to, you know, be committed to stopping the run, not just the D-line and linebackers, but getting our safeties involved in the run game when we're playing teams that are in pro. You know, power eye football. And I think, you know, we're, as safeties, we're starting to see it better and certainly become involved. And, you know, we did a heck of a job just getting off blocks tonight and running to the football and gang tackling.
Well, Coach Chris, we saw you guys play earlier this season a few times, and it just seemed like things were just a little out of sync. For everybody out there that isn't familiar with Westerville South, we're at game 8 now. We're finished with it. Who are you? What is your identity? And because you're going to go forward now, you're going to be in the playoffs and you're going to do those things and you're still fighting, you know, in your league, in your division, and all that good stuff. But what do you hang your hat on now? Is it your defense? Is it your offense? What is it?
Yeah, I think our, you know, my biggest thing since the Big Walnut game has just been playing to our standard in terms of our effort. And, you know, execution, you know, we're going to make plays and screw stuff up and make calls at times that aren't great. You know, that's part of football. But, you know, our ability just to battle and continue to fight and hang in there and not pack it in, I think speak volumes of, you know, the culture that we have in our locker room and a group of guys that love each other.
Well, if you keep the fight going, you got a chance.
No doubt. No doubt about it. We're excited. I mean, that's a huge win, you know, in any season. But that's a big boy win to go 97 yards. And, you know, Jack Bates, God love him. He's not a field goal kicker. He's a football player that we roll out there and did a heck of a job drilling that game winner for us.
Coach, one of the things that's changed for you is sophomore quarterback Dominic Bertha has taken over here in these last few games where you've won the three since the Big Walnut game. What has he kind of brought to your team and your offense?
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job in terms of getting the ball out on time when we're pushing it down the field and really giving, you know, just being accurate and giving our receivers confidence that they know if they run their routes hard, they're going to have opportunities to, you know, to get the ball and go make plays. So I think it's kind of been a breath of fresh air in that respect, and we feel like we now have, you know, both dimensions of our offense back and clicking, and, you know, we certainly missed some big shots tonight, but again, that's, you know, that's part of football, and, you know, Canal's competing their rear ends off as well, so we got things to certainly improve upon, you know, these last 2 weeks of the regular season, but, you know, again, finding ways to win, that's the name of the game.
Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. I'm sure it was exciting winning in that fashion over Canal Winchester, 16-14. Congratulations, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on. Have a great weekend.
He's the head coach of Westerville South, Matthew Crist. And this is a team, since that disappointing loss to Big Walnut, now they've reeled off three in a row. Mm-hmm. Franklin Heights, Worthington, Kilbourne to end the season. Maybe five in a row heading into the playoffs and get a little momentum.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the Westerville South, you know, I think Coach brought up well, you know, who are they at this point? Because, you know, when we saw them, we watched the Derby game, and right. It was the last team basically with the ball right. Won that game. You know, and it kind of opened our eyes when they lost to Big Walnut the way they did. And early in the year, you know, Coach didn't even want to talk about the quarterback situation. They settled in there. You know, they Caden Saunders still, you know, he came in a little bit today and played quarterback. I think he was 2 for 4. But they seem to have a quarterback that they're comfortable with, you know, and their defense has really stepped up. And, you know, coaches talk about, you know, I think it was Coach Wiggins said, you know, you look for that offensive balance, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think you also want that team balance where you've got a good offense and a good defense. Obviously, that's what you're shooting for. But because it makes it a lot easier if one has a little bit of a subpar performance.
Well, one of the things that's helping their defense is their offense isn't turning the ball over like they were earlier in the year. I mean, they were so kind of disjointed on offense, you weren't sure exactly what they were going to do. And it really does mess up the flow of the game for the defense because they don't know whether it's going to be a short field or a long. They're not sure. But now they're starting to settle in, and they got a chance to end up, you know, 7-3, whatever it is, 8-2 maybe. I don't know. And
they'll likely end up 7-2. You know, they lost the second game of the year with a cancellation. But, you know, they've got winless Franklin Heights. And it could be a decent game with Kilbourne. Kilbourne's playing much better of late. You know, they won tonight. They've won two out of their last three after starting 1-4. But
if they end up 7-2, they're going to be in the top.
They're going to be in the top four in the region.
Yep. Top 4 or 5, yep.
Yeah, I think they're sitting at that 4 or 5 spot right now. Is Westerville South? I should have it right here. Yeah, they are. They're number 3 actually in Division 2 Region 7
coming in tonight.
So they're sitting in a good spot. For sure. Hilliard Davidson gets a huge bounce back win tonight over one of their rivals, Dublin Kaufman, 43-28. Their head coach, Jeremy Scally, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, let's start right there. A tough loss last week to your crosstown rival, Hilliard Bradley. Big bounce-back win tonight against Kaufman. How proud were you of your team and the way they played this evening?
Yeah, I think kids responded really well. But, you know, I guess to kind of backtrack a little bit, you know, Monday at school, you know, just kind of reading the kids, reading the coaches, you could tell that it was just kind of lingering a little bit. So we had a team meeting right after school on Monday, and you know, I kind of told them, you know, that loss will define us if we let it, but the longer it goes on, the more likely it is to define this team. And we just kind of had a little heart to heart, and I think everybody just kind of put it to bed. You know, thankfully we had a big rival in front of us that certainly has had our attention. So really proud of our kids. It was, you know, tough loss, like I said. It was kind of lingering, you know, through the school day on Monday, put it to bed, and then they came out and had, you know, just a great week of practice. And I'm not so sure our Thursday practice, you know, wasn't our best Thursday of the entire season. So we're just really proud of how they responded after, you know, a really tough loss.
Well, Jeremy, I was laughing earlier when we were looking at the score. And I said, forget the 43 points. I mean, I'm not sure how many points Davidson scores, you know, week in, week out. But when was the last time Davidson won a game when they gave up 28? And then I looked down, I said, well, this is Dublin Kaufman. You know, it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. But the point is, you're finding different ways to win than Hilliard Davidson has in the past. In the past, it's been 14-9, you know, 17-14. And, you know, somehow tonight, between you and Darby, you score 83 points. I'm not exactly sure. There must be a full moon out there or something going on. I'm not sure exactly what it is, Jeremy, but whatever it is, keep that mojo going.
Yeah, you know, we I know this will sound, you know, pretty cliche, but we put team on the front of our helmet, and then we're very intentional, you know, about
teaching that to our kids, and our kids have done a great job of embracing it. And, you know, I go back to last week, you know, playing Bradley, and the reason we're in that game is because our defense was playing so well in the first half. So, you know, offense, defense, special teams, you know, it takes what it takes. And if that's a good night on offense, not as good night on defense, or a good night on defense and maybe not as good on offense, yeah, we don't care if it's ugly.
That's exactly
or
right.
In between, just for one more point and celebrate at the end.
That well, is coach, exactly right.
And well, coach, we've just talked about how important, you know, offensive balance is. Now, Davidson's never going to be the team that's going to throw the ball 18 to 20 times. We know that. I've been in Central Hyatt long enough to know that. But what kind of balance you do have is you have two very, very good running backs in Johnny Weir and Leo Nixon, and both of them over 100 tonight. I think Leo was close to 200. Leo seemed to have the hot hand tonight.
Yeah, before I talk about this, Coach Wolf, this one's for you, bud, because I've been on a couple times this year, and I obviously heap the praise on our O-line. I'm not going to talk about our O-line tonight. I'm going to talk about these two running backs.
There you go.
They're the real deal. I mean, these kids are super special. You know, I heard a while back, maybe a month back or so, I think Ryan Day gave Travion Henderson a compliment and said, "And this kid's just low maintenance and high effort." And I literally thought immediately of Leo Nixon. That is the best definition of that kid that I, you know, could possibly give you. And they definitely feed off of one another, and they're just very, very different running backs. And they bring different skill sets, you know, to the table. And they're really good practice players, which as any coach is gonna love the fact that they're really good practice players. And you know, here's a thing on Leo Nixon tonight. You know, a team guy. We're up at the end, and he breaks a long run and ends up intentionally falling down, you know, taking a knee instead of scoring so that we could bleed more clock at the end. And what a selfless, heady move that is, you know, by a 17-year-old who ultimately cares about the team first over any, you know, statistic. And but I mean, I as long as you guys want to talk about these two, I'll go on and talk. They are just really, really special, kids to be able to coach.
You found out a way to keep them around a couple more years?
COVID year.
I wish, but I will say, I try to remind our offensive coaches, especially. I hope everybody's enjoying it because they are, you know, they're a once every 10-15 year type combo.
Well, Coach, circle back to what you said. You said Monday you just didn't like the look of the team. Did it come up at all to help them focus that, hey, we're getting ready to play a team that beat us 49-0 last year?
To be perfectly honest with you, that never came up. We talked as coaches on Sunday, and my big point to the coaches was nothing that happened last week has any impact on this game, and nothing that happened last year has any impact when the ball spotted Friday at 7 p.m. And so, you know, I think our coaches took to that, and that just kind of fed into it. But no, I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, obviously last year was a difficult year, but, you know, we've kind of got the kids, I guess, focused more on the windshield and less on the rear view mirror, I guess is the best way I could say it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight. I know it's always big when Davidson beats Kauffman. Congratulations, and you guys are having a good year. Keep it rolling here with two tough ones going out the stretch.
Yeah, certainly doesn't get any easier. We'll enjoy this one and get back to work tomorrow. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
He's the head coach of Hilliard-Davidson, Jeremy Scally, his team with a big 43-28 win over Kauffman.
Yeah, and it's a good point, though, he brings up is, you know, I always wonder how coaches look at that, because we've had coaches on both ends of it. Yeah, you know, we bring up a big loss to a team. You know, do you have any kind of philosophy on that, Coach, or does it just depend on the opponent, depend on the team?
If they had won last week, you know what I mean, and coming into this game, they may have brought it up. But when you're not sure about where your team is, you got to fix your team before you worry about anybody else. And that's what he did on Monday. And you have to have your thumb on the pulse. And sometimes you can feel it. You just sense it. They couldn't put last week to bed. They could. You have to put it to bed, and he put it to bed on Monday and allowed him to focus this week. And, listen, they're going to end up with the best record in Hilliard, perhaps.
Yeah.
And they might have a chance to, you know, they got the big dogs coming down the track here in another couple weeks here. So.
Well, the other thing I like that he said, Buddy had brought up talking with Bobby Bowden, mm-hmm. former, you know, everybody knows him, Florida State coach, also West Virginia yep. coach. And Coach Scally just brought up that, you know, you just don't want him looking in the rearview mirror. It was Bob Knight that said, Bob Huggins who said he takes the rearview mirror off his car because he's not looking back, he's only looking forward.
Yeah. And everybody in West Virginia is afraid to drive down there for that reason.
Guys, we got a couple finals that we've gotten reported here from the City League. In the City League North, Beechcroft has beaten Mifflin tonight, 38-14. Also, Northland gets by Centennial 30-12. A couple big ones in the South Division. I have not seen a final on this, but I do know with about 5 minutes left, Eastmore was beating South 40-14. Not sure if that one has gone final or if we have a final, but Eastmore was winning that one. And Afrocentric gets a huge win, putting them in the driver's seat here of the South Division. They beat Marion Franklin tonight 14-6. Their head coach Jamel Davis joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, when you think of the City League the past decade or so, it seems like it's been Eastmore and Marion Franklin in that South Division. Now you guys are 4-0 in the South. You beat Marion Franklin. How big of a win was this tonight for your program?
It was a very big win. Since 2003, that's when Afrocentric first came out. That was their first season. They never beat Marion Franklin. And also, Afrocentric has never won 6 games. And with that win, we're now 6-1. So it was a very big win for the program.
Well, Coach, what's been the key to success for the team this year? I mean, you know, as you said, you know, Afrocentric hasn't had success. I mean, they played Marion Franklin, I think it was 12-8 in 2019 was the closest game.
Yeah, 2019.
But normally these games have been, you know, pretty wide. What's been the difference this year?
We've just been getting the kids to believe in themselves, man. All the coaches were new. None of the coaches have been there before. It's our first year. But we've all come from successful programs. The defensive staff, I got 3 of the 4 guys on defense. They came over from Walnut Ridge. Then myself, I was at Gahanna. But most of us, we come from Brookhaven. A lot of us are Brookhaven graduates. And then I have a few that went to Brookhaven for a few years, and they transferred out to different schools. But we just come from a tree of coaches that just know how to get kids to believe in themselves and fight and win.
You know, it's amazing, Jamel, you just said that, because I was going to ask that next question. When you guys all come from successful places, the expectation is we're going to win. And sometimes the kids think, well, you're just kidding. You know, we're Afrocentric. We're not going to. No, you're going to win, and that's the way it's going to be. And then they start to buy into that, and suddenly they're 6-1. This is a formidable South Division football team here that's, you know, looking forward to game 11, aren't they?
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to it. We got Independence coming up this week, and that's another team that Afrocentric has never beat. So we're definitely not taking the game lightly at all. We're going to go in and prepare the kids hard and to fight and win. We think if we do what we're supposed to do, we can win against anybody we play against. And we just got to get the kids to believe that as well, and I think we will.
Coach, I don't know how much people around Central Ohio know about your team. I know you've got a pretty special athlete in Dan Wagner out on the perimeter. Talk a little bit about your team for people who may not know much about Afrocentric, and what has been the key for your guys' success this year, and who are some players that have really been good for you?
We got a lot of guys, so it's definitely been a team effort. Dan, he's definitely an explosive athlete. But I counted the stats last week. We've had 14 different guys that have scored a touchdown this year, so it's definitely spreading the wealth. And last year, Afrocentric won the state in a 4x2 championship, and 3 of those 4 guys were juniors last year, and they all play football. So we got a lot of track athletes. Our quarterback runs track. We got a lot of 3-sport athletes. We got like 10 basketball players out there. Some of them are younger, but on varsity we probably have about 5. So just athletes that are used to winning in other sports, and we just got them to come out and just transferring that energy over.
That's awesome to hear, Coach. Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. Afrocentric obviously having a run in the playoffs last year, coming over into this season as well. Independence and Eastmore, good luck the rest of the way out, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He's the head coach of Afrocentric, Jamel Davis, in his first year over there. Big 14-6 win tonight over Marion Franklin.
That's a great story. And I, you know, when you talk about bringing coaches over, I can still remember the very first year that three of us came from the Catholic League and went to Columbus Academy. Now, it was a completely different mindset, right? We're coming from Reedy, Hartley, and DeSales, and we're going to Columbus Academy. Now, Academy had good athletes. They had good teams, but they never quite pushed through. You know, they it's like they just couldn't push through. What do you mean Bexley's a big game? You know, what do you mean? We're from DeSales. We're from Hartley. We're from Reedy. We're used to playing bigger games than, because we had no idea the rivalries. And they started to say, yeah, there are bigger games than that we're anticipating. And I can see that, and I can hear that in his voice. We've been in bigger games. This is Brookhaven. This is Gahanna Lincoln. We're going to beat these teams, and you're going to win. And you can just hear it in his voice, the confidence that he instills in his players.
Well, when they started out, and you could go through their season records. I mean, there's a lot of 0-10s, a lot of 1-9s. And
can't beat anybody. Yeah.
They were Division 7, they're Division 6 now, and they were overmatched by the Division 3, a couple Division 2 schools, Division 4. And it was the point where, we at the paper were saying, wouldn't it be better if Afrocentric went to like the mid-state league, to where the competition is more balanced for them, and then we got to talking a couple years ago, and I think it was Jared that brought up and said, I would just like to see Afrocentric get into the playoffs and see what they could do. Well, last year, as kooky as that was, they got in and they made a little bit of a run, and then you start thinking, okay, and they picked a good year to be good because, the traditional teams in the City League aren't as successful.
Right.
And you get that balance shifting a little bit. It makes that playing field even, and Afrocentric's taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and they really haven't had a problem this year with the bigger schools beating the Souths, beating the Walnut Ridges, and now the Marion Franklins.
That's stunning. Really is. If you look back at the history, that is a very stunning statement.
And if they could win out here getting Independence and Eastmore, that would make this season even that much better for them. We're going to take our final break of the Scoreboard Show in week number 8. When we come back, though, we'll talk to the head coach of Olentangy Berlin, Mark Norrie. His team with an exciting win over Dublin Jerome. We'll get all the details on that. Coming up next, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to goarmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong, paid for by the United States Army.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Final segment, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And we've got our head coach with us, Larry Wolf, as well. Man, what an exciting game it was tonight as Olentangy Berlin came from behind and knocked off Dublin Jerome by a score of 22-21. Their head coach, Mark Norrie, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, coach, you trail the whole game. 34 seconds left, 82-yard drive. Harrison Brewster caps it off. What's going through your head there as you guys score and take the lead?
These kids are taking years off my life, week in and week out. That's what's going through my head. No, I really gotta say that Dublin Jerome is one heck of a team. They outcoached us, they outschemed us, they outplayed us. I mean, they outdid everything. And you know, we won because we scored the last time. If there's more time on the clock, who knows what happens at the end of that game? But they were very deserving of winning that game, and as you alluded to, you know, Harrison came through for us in the end, and we have a resilient bunch as well. But man, what a hard fought game that was tonight. It's so emotional; it just takes so much out of you. You're not even sure what the heck just happened sometimes.
Well, Coach, the offense hadn't done a whole lot, but in the fourth quarter, you get touchdown drives of 95 and 81 yards. What started clicking in the fourth?
Well, you know, there's certain things that, and you know, anybody who coordinates calls plays knows, you know, you plan all week and you hope it works and you get in there. And I think tonight, you know, it was just a matter of finding what worked for us against what they were doing. They were bringing a lot of edge pressure. You know, they were showing a lot of different things. They were rotating coverages and doing some things like that. And we found some things that Harrison was comfortable with where, you know, he had some choices. He could throw it. He could pull it down and run it. We moved the pocket a lot in the second half to get away from some of the pressures, and I mean, he's just that kind of an athlete where he can make things happen.
Well, Coach Norrie, you've had several close wins this year, and I mean, nothing wins like winning, but as far as taking years off your life, there's always a job in radio for you if you need one, because they found this old hack on the website of Columbus.
I'm going to remember you said that someday.
That's all right. Maybe we'll have our own coaches show. We won't have anybody that knows anything about anything. But, I mean, you've had several close wins, but when you win those games, your kids get a sense that they're never finished until the last second goes off. How does that happen? And I know you say it takes years off your life, but how does that make you feel as a coach that these guys can actually perform when the pressure's on most?
I think for Berlin particularly, you know, we're in year four of a brand new program. So, you know, and I told the kids tonight after the game, I don't know that we even come close to winning that game at the end in years one, two, and three. So for me, just look at it as a sort of a benchmark for the program. You know, are we winning tight games? Are we winning games in the fourth quarter? Are we running a 2-minute drill effectively late? You know, we probably don't do those things in the first. I know we don't do those things in the first 3 years of the program, but so now those things are starting to happen for us. I think it's just, you're building that foundation, you're building that culture, and you hope it works because the kids will buy in when it does. And so I think those are some of the things that we look at in just terms of an overall program, you know, getting those wins as opposed to losses and winning them in the fourth quarter and being able to do those things.
Coach, congratulations on the huge win. You get Marysville next week.
Congratulations.
It gets easier every week.
A piece of cake.
On the road, too.
That's your prize. Talk a little bit about that, though, what you're going to have to expect next week against a team that's maybe even more physical than the one you played tonight.
Well, let me tell you, I think they have three guys on the team named Powers, one of them who's going right down with the Scarlet and Gray, right? And so Power is their name both in players and in what they do. I mean, they're just a powerful bunch. They're big, strong kids. They're at home. They're having a great season. You know, they're well coached, very disciplined, and so it's an uphill battle for us. You know, we have to go back to the drawing board and see if we can find some weaknesses and exploit them, and hopefully get off to a better start than we did tonight. That's for sure.
Well, and Coach, I guess the other thing that kind of pops out to me, you guys won the turnover battle 4-2 tonight, and I think that had a lot because Jerome outgained you offensively. But the one thing that kind of popped out is you guys had 100 yards in penalties. I mean, that's something. How do you go about cleaning that up?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think 85 of them came in the first half. We practically walked them down the field without them having to do a thing. You know, and that's, truthfully, that's an indictment on my coaching. And I take the heat for that because when we look at it, they were all pretty legitimate penalties. And so that's bad on my part. We need to be better disciplined. I need to be a better coach. They need to understand that that's not good enough and that's not the way we play football. I don't mind being physical with people and hitting hard, but we got to do it within the whistle and you know, within the rules. And we weren't doing it. Two of them were personal fouls, and that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable for me, and that's unacceptable for our program. So
I think that falls squarely on my shoulders, quite frankly.
Coach, congratulations again on the huge win tonight, 22-21 over Jerome. I'm sure 7-1 feels pretty good.
That's probably the best thing I've heard all night, quite frankly.
He's the head coach of Olentangy Berlin, Mark Norrie. A huge win for his team, come from behind 22-21. They beat Dublin Jerome tonight in a lot of people's game of the week.
Well, it's going to be a game of the week next week.
You ain't kidding.
Them in Marysville. Look out, boys. Those tickets are selling right now. And then you got Pick North and
New Albany, Taze, Valley, Bloom, Carroll.
Let's hold on. Let's get to that after we go to the scores here and the final thoughts. Let's run through these scores
but
real
quick. We don't want to.
In the OCC Capital in the Buckeye Division, Central Crossing, 35-7 winners over Newark. Pickerington Central gets a shutout, 37-0 over Groveport. Reynoldsburg, 52-20 winners over Lancaster. In the Capital, Big Walnuts still undefeated, 42-7, they beat Westerville North. Westerville South with an exciting 16-14 come from behind win over Canal. Dublin Scioto 38-0 over Delaware, and Worthington Kilbourne beats Franklin Heights 58-7. In the Cardinal, Olentangy Berlin 22-21 over Jerome. Hilliard Darby gets a huge 40-20 win over Olentangy, and Marysville 49-6, they beat Thomas Worthington. In the Central, Hilliard Davidson 43, Dublin Kaufman 28, Hilliard Bradley 14-3 winners over Olentangy Liberty, and Upper Arlington's 8-0, 35-10 they beat Olentangy Orange. Gahanna tops Westerville Central 42-3, Pick North shuts out Grove City 38-0, and New Albany beats Westland 58-10. In the CCL tonight, Hartley beats St. Charles 39-0, and DeSales with an exciting come from behind 21-17 win over Watterson. In the City League, Beechcroft beats Mifflin 38-14. Northland over Centennial 30-12. Afrocentric 14-6 winners over Marion Franklin. In the Mid-State League tonight, the Ohio Division, Columbus Academy is victorious. They beat Grandview 49-13. Harvest Prep 31-12 winners over Whitehall. In the Buckeye, Taze Valley, they beat Mandeclear Creek 28-14, setting up a huge matchup next week against Bloom Carroll. They beat Logan Elm 49-13. Hamilton Townships shuts out Circleville 47-0, and Liberty Union's 4-4. They beat Fairfield Union 13-6. In the Cardinal Division, Burn Union 7-0. They beat Worthington Christian tonight 40-14. Rosecrans over Fairfield Christian 37-19. Fisher Catholic gets their fifth win of the year. They beat Miller 40-6. In the Licking County League, Granville over Zanesville 35-13. Licking Heights wins the Battle of Broad Street over Watkins Memorial 24-20. In the Cardinal, 57-10, Heath beat Northridge. Johnstown gets their first win of the year. They shut out Utica 35-0. And Newark Catholics 8-0. They beat Lakewood 42-0. Reedy, they get a shutout 26-0 over Bexley tonight. Lima Central Catholic 37-20 winners over Licking Valley. London all over Kenton Ridge 53-7. Jonathan Alder beats Bell Fountain 42-7. And West Jefferson's 8-0. They beat Triad tonight 51-7. Lee, your final thoughts on week 8.
Goodness, do I got about a half hour here. Okay, first.
Well, we've got like 2 minutes.
Okay,
so.
hopefully you guys have nothing to say. Okay, real quick. Afrocentric, if Independence beat Briggs tonight, Afrocentric clinches at least a share of the City South title.
That's an awesome
story. That's a great story. Phenomenal story for that, for a program that until last year never had a winning season. Then what sticks out to me tonight are the games that went to the wire. You know, it was almost like stages of recovery. Talk to Coach Wiggins, who was just drained.
Exhausted.
About an hour later, we talked to Coach Chris, who sounded pretty good. Sounded better. And then we just talked to Coach Norrie. He sounded downright upbeat, you know. And then, like we always do, we look to next week. Those three games pop out. They pop out hard. Berlin, Marysville, New Albany, Pickerington Central, Taze Valley, Bloom Carroll. You know what? This is one week you say, I don't care what football game you go see. Go see one of those.
It's going to be a great week for football next week. And three Hilliard schools won tonight. What's up with that?
Well, we're used to that. Yeah. Not the last year or so, but that's the way it had been for a few years, and it's good.
Yep, absolutely. And you said teams 4-13 in that division are just going to be murderer's row.
Guys, another one that I think is going to be interesting to see next week, as well as it has kind of state implications, Hartley taking on Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's. Oof. That'll be a big game, too. So week 9, obviously loaded. You can tell we are looking forward to it for sure. A big thanks to all of our coaches that called in tonight. Brad Birchfield from Bishop Hartley, Rob Page of Big Walnut, Nate Hillerich from Pickerington North, Ryan Wiggins of DeSales, Mike Laparo of Hilliard Bradley, Buddy White of Reynoldsburg, Matthew Chris from Westerville South, Jeremy Scally of Hilliard Davidson, Jamel Davis from Afrocentric, and Mark Norrie, the head coach of Olin Tangi Berlin. Don't forget, if you missed any of the scores, you can get them over at our website, am820scoreboard.com, and you can catch the recaps over at thisweeksports.com. For our associate producer, Chris Higgins, doing a great job in on the phones, and the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker, saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. It's going to be a big one, and we'll see you next week.